Good afternoon, everyone. We are on day eight, which is called Smile, which I began with a famous song. Wasn't actually written by Nat King Cole, but made famous by Nat King Cole. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you'll just smile. I know it sounds a little trite and actually somewhat contradictory to what we discussed last night about achieving wholeness. We said that Toho Kaboro, that you should try to express externally, present yourself to other people exactly the way you are inside, right? You know, what you see is what you get. And today's entry is really about putting on, sort of acting as if, you know, acting in a way that you're not necessarily feeling, so you can get yourself to feel in that way. And I believe that this approach actually is endorsed by the Rambam, who wrote that a person should not walk around excessively laughing or joking on one side, or not sad or mournful on the other. And he quotes the Mishnah from Pirkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers, that we should be mekabel kol ha'adam besever panim yafot. Panim is a face, yafot means pleasant, that we should receive people with a pleasant countenance, even if we're not feeling it inside. Now, it doesn't contradict, I don't think it does, that it contradicts what we said last night about Toho Kaboro, that the way you are on the outside should reflect you the way you are on the inside, because what you're trying to do is change yourself. We're not just trying to change the way we look, the way we change, the way we present ourselves to other people. We're actually using these activities, acting as if, right, in order to affect a change in our personality. And interestingly, I did a little research in preparation for this chat this morning and read some interesting articles. Faking it the right way is actually is not about being fake. It's about changing your behavior and trusting that your feelings are going to follow. The only prerequisite is that you want to be, you know, putting things on because you want to change, and not simply to get other people to see you in that way. It's a very subtle distinction, meaning we want to try to act in a way, we want to present ourselves to other people in a pleasant manner, not simply so that other people will look at us better, but so that we ourselves can change for the better. And some of the studies seem to indicate that if you put on activities that you're not necessarily feeling internally, but you're doing them for the purpose of changing the way you feel and changing the way you behave, and not simply to impress other people or to fake out other people, then those changes can really make a tremendous difference. We do have this idea in halacha also, by the way. The Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, written by Rav Yosef Cairo in the 1500s, mentions that during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, during the 10 days of repentance, which we're not up to yet, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he mentions that a person should try to increase in their charity, to perform more ma'asim tovim, more good deeds, and to study more Torah. He even suggests taking on a chumrah, which is a stringency, talks about pat akum. We normally are fine with eating bread that was cooked by someone who is not Jewish, but there are some people who are strict about it, and during that period of time, it's a good thing to take on something new, an additional stricture in Judaism. It sounds a little insincere. I'm not even taking it on permanently. I'm only doing it for these 10 days of repentance. But again, these added, you know, the extra money we give to charity, the extra acts of kindness we perform, the extra Torah study, if we take on a chumrah, like a stringency, like pat akum, right, only eating bread that was baked by a Jewish baker, right? These things have a way of changing us internally. And if we're not just doing them to look better to other people, but that we can become better, then in fact, it can make a huge difference for the long run and not simply making us feel better that day. I mentioned the study about smiling and how actually putting a smile on your face makes you feel differently inside. That's really on a more of a temporary basis. But, you know, practice makes perfect, and you keep smiling, you keep feeling better. The, you know, cumulative effect of that is to hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, you know, feel better for the long term. But the ultimate goal is really to change our behavior, not just during these 10 days of repentance, or not just during the Elul time, but that the whole year and our whole personality is developed. One last thing that, an interesting article, there was a TED Talk where Amy Cuddy, who's a Harvard Business School social psychologist, So she shared her discovery that the simple act of striking a powerful posture, the way you sort of stand, can affect your internal body chemistry. And she had this study where she had these subjects in the study adopt these power stances. They had their chest and their head lifted and their arms on their hips, like very, very confident, versus a more of a meeker stance where you're hunched over with your arms are crossed. And she had each of the subjects, you know, stand in this very kind of like, not arrogant, but confident way for 2 minutes. And then she had the more meeker stances hunched over with the arms crossed for 2 minutes each. And guess what? Those who struck the power poses showed a decrease in their stress hormone, cortisol, and a rise in testosterone, which is a hormone known to increase feelings of confidence. And she said that our bodies basically can change our minds, which is a very, very Jewish idea, very much expressed in the writings of the Rambam. But as I'm trying to emphasize here, to do it in the right way with the right mindset, not simply to get other people to think you're different than you are, but to actually convince yourself that you want this change to be a permanent change in your personality, so that in general you're more confident and in general you're happier. So, as I said at the outset, just smile. Have a great day.